We must never break the chain. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christine Blackburn, postdoctoral research fellow at Texas A&M University, examines how easy it is for a small break in a supply chain to have lasting effects on many industries.
The United States relies on a finely tuned network known as the global supply chain to deliver critical medical supplies, pharmaceuticals, coal, and even food. For example, most grocery stores only maintain a 2-week inventory for non-perishable items, less for perishable, and hospitals get deliveries of critical pharmaceuticals as many as 3 times per day. With modernization and advances in technology, the economy has transformed to encourage the concept of comparative advantage, meaning countries are economically incentivized to produce only goods they can make more efficiently than anyone else and to import all other goods. This economic change has made the supply chain central to the American way of life, but it is also extremely vulnerable to disruptions by natural disaster, man-made disaster, or disease. The impact of Hurricane Maria on the supply of small IV saline bags within the U.S. mainland is a warning of the weaknesses in the supply chain system. When Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, it wiped out electricity to the 3 Baxter International plants located on the island. These 3 plants produce 43% of the United States' small bag IV saline. The disruption in production caused by the hurricane led to a shortage that has only been exacerbated by the severity of this year's flu season. If a supply chain disruption were to occur in a foreign country as opposed to a U.S. territory, the situation could be far worse. 95% of America's generic pharmaceutical supply is produced offshore, mostly in China and India. A disruption in this supply chain could be deadly. Through diversification of production locations and companies, an increase in inventories of critical supplies, and the creation of strategies in the case of long-term disruptions, the United States can better protect the population from threats to the supply chain.
That was Christine Blackburn of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.